I feel like I should have all of you applaud for yourselves, because through the magic of radio and having to record this earlier, I just had to sit down with all of the musicians from the 1st Marine Division jazz rock combo. And I think my favorite was watching you, Aaron. No, Jules. Jules on saxophone.
That's right.
Kind of just sort of hear the music sort of fade out a little bit. What's that like hearing just the last part of Hello that you played for us earlier?
Well, it reminds me, well, I don't know. I was just...
Just hearing it. How did it feel to hear it?
Well, I don't know.
I hope you feel proud, because you guys sounded amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think we are. And I don't know. I just, we've been rehearsing this music for upwards of 3 weeks or so. So it's like ingrained in your head by this point. And you just start to get on tour and it's like, I don't want to hear it anymore. Well, there's part of you that doesn't want to hear it anymore, and there's part of you that is proud of it. So,
well, and also to hear what it is you want from it, too. Did you hear what you wanted from it?
Oh, yeah.
You sounded fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Well, you have the role in that song of Hello, Adele's Hello, of the voice, really.
Correct, yeah.
And what has been the response when you play that for people? Is this the first time you're playing live this week in Chicago, or have you been performing this?
No, we played one this morning, but we've been playing for our... fellow musicians back at Pendleton, and one comment I got was that I need to channel the inner Adele, my inner Adele. So, someone said I should get some makeup.
Is that what you want? Some good eyeliner.
Yeah.
Who's going to help you out with the eyeliner?
Hopefully no one will have to.
Do you want to help him with the eyeliner?
I could do that.
I have to make sure. Julia.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, any of you are probably, you know, theatrical, perhaps. You've tried on some makeup before. Have you tried on makeup before, Jules?
I'm going to refuse to answer that question.
I'm teasing you. Julia, do you feel like he has to get in touch with his inner Adele?
Yes, I think so. He should definitely let me do his makeup.
I like the idea. I think a Marine in makeup might be a stretch. Mike, how's it going over there in the corner behind the drums?
It's going well.
You're not Mike.
I am not.
You're hold on a second. Let me get all the names right. We have Mike on bass.
Yeah, down here.
I have so many scratch notes on my piece of paper here.
That is Aaron out there.
It's Aaron out there on drums. Yeah, all the way back in the corner.
I was content to be Mike today.
You weren't even going to correct me. That was very nice.
I was going to
play with it. And let's go back, because I've already addressed you by your first names as you introduced me to yourselves. But let's go around and find out what your ranks are and how you'd like to be addressed.
Okay. Well, I am Staff Sergeant Aaron Parks, and I'm the drummer. So,
Staff Sergeant?
Yes.
And you have the guns, and I can't remember all the stripes. Sergeant Paraka taught me everything, and now everything's falling out of my head.
Three up and one down.
Three up and one down.
Yes.
All right.
Crossed rifles in the center.
I knew there were rifles. That's all I remember. Okay. Staff Sergeant Aaron. I got to write all this down. I'm not going to be able to remember all of it. Okay, so we have Staff Sergeant Aaron Parks on the drums.
Yes.
And your name over on bass?
Down here on bass, I am Sergeant Michael Barnett, and I usually go by Barney.
Barney.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's not Sergeant Barney, then that would be weird.
That's cool, you know. So you got to get my permission first, but tonight I'll allow it.
I'm not going to call you Sergeant Barney. I don't have an enemy.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, do you want me to?
Sure, yeah.
Sergeant Barney.
The third time you've done it, just to let you know.
Sergeant Barney.
That is now the fourth time. Yep.
All right, let's see how much trouble I can get in tonight.
Okay.
And on guitar?
Corporal Julia Taper.
Corporal Julia Taper. And any nicknames for you?
No, yeah. He took mine. It was once Jules, but.
Aww. All right then. Is there another nickname that you'd like that you want to start right now? Does anybody have a nickname for her that? Let's be nice.
I like JT.
Yeah, I thought we were calling her JT.
Yeah.
Corporal JT.
Yeah.
Should we give her back?
She doesn't
jewels?
Seem impressed.
If she wants jewels, she is a Julia. She kind of deserves it.
I think that it's kind of the function of the Pretty Late Show to break all the Marines' rules.
Yeah. Okay. It's one of
and
those
any
moments.
Sort of pre-existing relationships. Yes.
You know where like the one player joins a team and somebody already has his number, but you kind of have to tell him, okay, here you get your number. I feel like Julia gets jewels.
I think Corporal Jules.
Corporal Jules.
Oh, look at our sax player. He is
okay. Well, let's come to this concession. Since we're talking about this, let me go next. I'm Sergeant Justin Daniel, but I go by Jules. So she can have Jules, but can I have the Jules?
Ooh, interesting.
That's confusing.
Nice. Or what if we give you Jules, like it's a Z on the end?
I'm cool with that.
I'm sorry. It was Sergeant Justin
Daniel.
Would it be weird if people called you Sergeant the Jules?
Sergeant the Jules.
That might be a little weird, but I'm willing to roll on it on the late show.
I know. It does kind of have connotations
Sergeant
of other
Jules.
Things. And on keyboard.
Yes, I'm Corporal Victor Iannelli.
Okay, let me get this right. Corporal Victor Iannelli.
Yes.
All right. And any nicknames for you?
I can go by Vic. Victor.
Mostly people just butcher his name, and so we just call him Vic Linelli. We just call it good.
Nice. I go by a lot of things, so what's appropriate is probably Vic. Victor.
So this is what you do when you go around the country is just tease each other? endlessly, a little bit. You have to have a good time. Yeah. How long, Staff Sergeant, how long have you been working together as a band?
This group in particular? Mm-hmm. This is actually our first tour as this group. We've been in the same band for probably just about a year, because Corporal Tabor is the newest one. She's our newest addition to this this unit. But I think, we've been together for about a year.
Okay, for about a year. You guys sound amazing. So as the newest, when did you join Corporal Tabor?
I joined October 14, 2014.
Oh, so that's not that long ago.
No, not at all.
All right. And how now, you're in town for Chicago. Where did you play this morning? You said you already performed?
College of DuPage.
Oh, you were out at COD.
Yes.
Wonderful. How did that go?
It was a good time. It was an interesting crowd. They really dug what we did. It was a good, healthy mix of young and old people and... Some people just passing through and like,
some
there's a band playing.
Yeah.
Some people passed out? How early were you playing?
Noon.
That's college students. Plus you have commuter students, maybe some people who are going back to school. Maybe they have kids. You don't know. It's a Monday, so it's a long day. We're going to take a quick break. We are hanging out with the 1st Marine Division Jazz Rock Combo. The name seems to change also, but we're going with that one now?
Yeah, we'll go with that today,
right.
I guess.
All right, for just right now. More after this on 720 WGN. Beyond thrilled to have with us in the studio the 1st Marine Division Jazz Rock Combo. These are musicians that play all over the world. They are Marines. They've gone through boot camp, and we are more than fortunate to have them with us tonight. Here they are playing John Mayer's Waiting on the World to Change. Seriously, again, will you clap? You don't want to clap for yourselves. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Clap for each other. How's that?
That was amazing.
That was so amazing.
Yay.
We, through the magic of radio and the graciousness of our guests, we have the 1st Marine Division Jazz Rock Combo in studio with us, and we have pre-recorded their songs and then are interviewing them. So we're forcing them to listen to a little bit of their music. Do you feel like you're being forced, everybody, a little bit? Mm-hmm. No?
Well, yeah. We won't answer that.
I see, and you're also a little self-conscious about the way you sound. Who was the one that said they were never going to speak again after listening to this?
That was me.
Why don't you like the sound of your voice?
It's just weird.
It's just weird? Mm-hmm. All right, let me reintroduce all of our guests, because now I've written it down, and everyone can correct me if I'm wrong about this. We have Staff Sergeant Aaron Parks on drums.
Yes.
We have Sergeant Justin Daniel the Jules on sax.
Here, yeah.
Do you like Sergeant the Jules?
Yeah, that sounds great.
It was Jules before. We've decided it's
Sergeant
not going to stick.
Sergeant the Jules. That works. Jules.
That's it.
That works.
That's how it's going to go.
If I can retain Jules, I'll take it.
All right. I know. This is. I feel like I.
Would it be better if it was Da Jules?
Oh, Da Jules. Now that you're in Chicago.
I'm not a Bears fan, though. So.
Hey, now. You are right now. You're a Bears fan for the next few minutes.
It's okay. You don't
go Seahawks.
You don't have to be. Wait, what just happened?
Whoa. I don't know what just happened.
I don't know, but let's finish introducing our guests before we come back around to that. We also have with us Sergeant Michael Barnett on bass.
Yes.
Sergeant Hello. Barney to others.
Yep.
Not to me. I can't do it. Just okay. It's not time yet.
You can call me Mike.
All right. Yeah. Hi, Mike. Hi. And we also have Corporal Julia Tapper, who prefers to go by Jules because it was stolen from her. She's on guitar. And we also have – do I have everybody? No, I'm missing the – why don't I have the keyboard? I don't know why I didn't write down the keyboard, sweetie.
Oh, my. Well, this is awkward.
It is. It's very awkward. Wait, I have – wait, why did it say nope? I'm sorry. You have to leave.
You're not on the interview. I apologize.
I'm still getting paid, though.
I know. You are. Victor Ione.
Ionelli?
I had it right the first time, didn't I? I should go back and just take it off and pretend like I got it right. Can you fix that in post?
Yeah, sure.
Record
no
the
problem.
Whole thing anyway?
Yeah, that's fine.
We have a sergeant. We have Corporal Victor Ionelli. No. Say
yes.
It again.
Ionelli.
See, my name is Vasquez, and I always correct people. So do you ever let people get away with saying it incorrectly?
Yeah, if their rank is high enough. Sure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I can see that completely. Okay, so let's take a step back. So not a Bears fan, but a Seahawks fan.
I'm from Seattle, so.
All right.
Well, I'm from the Seattle area.
We've talked about this off the air. You can tell us, like, the exact part. People all over the country can hear our show. They might know where exactly you're from.
Yeah,
the suburb or the surrounding area.
Well, I'm from a town called Puyallup, Washington.
Puyallup?
Yeah.
My favorite.
Craig
Love
knows
that.
Exactly
Love
where
that
it
area.
Is.
Yeah, it's great.
It's beautiful. And what has been your experience as a Marine? Was this something that you had thought of when you were a child, or how
no.
did this opportunity come up? Yes.
Well, for me, I have two brothers, and my younger brother joined the Army, and I remember going out to see his boot camp graduation, and when I saw all the people, I was like, I'm never going to do this, because I thought that they were brainwashed, and that's what it seemed like at the time. I was going to music school before that, so when I got too much in debt and wanted a job in music, performing, I was like, my older brother's in the Air Force, so I'm the middle child, and so I was like, you know, these guys might not have the worst idea, so that's when I went to the recruiters, and I had to outdo them.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why you went Marines.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure out how you went from there being brainwashed to, I'm going to go to the hardest, the most elite branch of the military.
That's right.
And become a Marine. So when you found out about the musicians program, what drew you to that? Because it sounds like it's a great program, and you are trained as a Marine, correct?
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things for me was... I was going to music school, so I already knew how to play my axe. I wanted to get a paycheck, and I wanted to not pay for any of my bills besides, you know, getting my student loans paid off. So that was attractive. But at the same time, I wanted to make it so I could get paid and go to school. And so that's when the Marine Corps has, you know, programs within it where you can take school for free. So that was kind of the biggest allure for me.
And do you also now have bragging rights over your brothers in the Air Force and the Army?
Oh, totally, yeah. Being in the Marine Corps, yeah.
A little bit, just a little bit. And Corporal Victor Ionelli.
Yes, ma'am.
See how I did that? Did I come back around and get it right?
Yes.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from Coral Springs, Florida.
And so did you train in North Carolina or South Carolina, or did you train at San Diego?
Yes, because I was located on the East Coast, we go to Parris Island in South Carolina for our boot camp.
And does it make a difference coming in as a musician? You know, do other people in your platoon when you're training know that you're coming in as a musician, or is everyone treated the same?
They find out.
They do?
In a few months, and our drill instructors – don't like us typically because we promote a little faster than the other MOSs in the field.
Well, but that's after you you go through training, correct?
Yes.
So not during. Everyone's an equal when it comes to boot camp.
Correct, correct.
And what brought you to the Marines?
Well, growing up, I never gave the military any thought, really. I kind of just didn't want to follow my friends. They were, you know, came time to write college essays and everything, and they were looking at University of Florida or Florida State, and I just didn't want to pay for classes that I would end up skipping or, you know, falling asleep in.
Right.
And I just wanted a challenge, and the recruiter came in. It could have been any branch for me, honestly, but the Marine Corps was the only recruiter that came in. Popped in a DVD, showed Marines kicking butt, you know, while maintaining skills as a musician. And for me, you know, I don't know if I'm the best to be put on the front lines, but I can contribute and I can serve in the capacity that best suits me, which is behind a piano. You know, I can play for celebrities and officers and high enlisted.
And represent the Marine Corps proudly.
Absolutely. And wear the beautiful uniform, you know.
You guys have been doing a great job so far. We also have with us a Corporal Julia Tapper, who's on the guitar. Where are you from originally?
I am from the northwest suburbs of Chicago. I can't lie, so.
You can absolutely tell us what suburb, because they're listening.
Yes. I'm from Algonquin, Illinois.
Algonquin.
Yes.
And I heard you talking earlier about having pizza in town. What is your favorite pizza, first of all? Just before we get to the rest of the important stuff.
The deep dish from Giordano's.
Why Giordano's? I'm not getting the Giordano's thing. We're going to have to take you to Lou Malnati's as soon as possible. Okay.
Can you edit it out?
She loves
it so much there. A sponsor on this fine program. We love Lou Malnati's.
So growing up in Algonquin as a fan of Giordano's, that's okay. What musical instrument did you play first?
I always played guitar.
Always?
Yes. Since I was 8, I picked up a guitar, and my dad taught me at first, and then I started to take lessons, and they were on and off. I was like, oh, you know, maybe I should learn more. Maybe I could just teach myself off the internet.
Oh, really? I just put a couple of YouTube videos on,
yes.
See how I do. So what brought you to the military? Did you think that picking up the guitar, you would be a musician traveling around the world with the Marines?
At first, I joined at a different MOS.
Can you let us know what an MOS is?
An MOS is your occupation in the Marine Corps. So we're all bandsmen.
Okay.
And I was going to be an aviation mechanic.
Sure.
And my recruiter found out that I play guitar. They're like, hey, you're gonna try this audition here. And I was like, okay, sure. And I got the job, and
there you
I'm
are.
Here now.
So your intention was to join the military, and it just so happened that you were skilled as a musician and kind of ended up in that position. That's amazing. We are talking to the 1st Marine Division Jazz Rock Combo. More with our guests when we come back after this on Pretty Little Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. That's Strasburg and St. Denny from the 1st Marine Division Jazz and Rock Combo, and they've been in the studio with us. We have pre-recorded all of their live music earlier because they have a very busy week with performances all over the Chicagoland area. This morning they performed at the College of DuPage, and I wanted to make sure we get to all of our Marines that have joined us. We have Sergeant Michael Barnett on bass. He's offered to let me call him Sergeant Barney, but I just can't do it. How many people actually call you Sergeant Barney?
A lot of people at work. A lot of people I work with.
Friends. Yeah. We'll get there.
Yeah, friends.
Yeah, next time you come through.
Co-workers.
There you go.
Everyone in this room.
Jake, are you calling him Sergeant Barney? No. No, Sergeant Brock. You probably get. No, you don't call him that. See?
I'm bringing the name back.
You're bringing the Barney?
The purple dinosaur kind of ruined it, but it's a cool nickname.
It is a cool nickname. I agree. All right, fine. Sergeant Barney.
Thank you.
I can commit to it since you're worried about the coolness of it. Where are you from originally?
I'm from a small town in California called Templeton.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the coast right in between San Francisco and Los Angeles.
And what was the first musical instrument that you played?
Actually, I started on the tuba.
On the tuba?
Yeah, I played tuba in school growing up, and I picked up the bass guitar as I was going along, and I actually still play both of those instruments. Just now you saw me playing the bass guitar, mm-hmm. but more often than that, I play the tuba at work.
Oh, do you? So also a part of this group, you are using the tuba in different performances?
Yeah.
All right, then show off with how many people? But just out of curiosity, how many of you are playing more than one instrument with the group? Oh, all of you play different. Does the
drum set count as more than one instrument? There's like six drums here. I mean,
that's true.
I have to play all of mine at the same time.
You got a lot going on over there. Yeah. All right, hold on. We'll get to you.
Okay.
I'll back in the corner. So, Sergeant Barney, what brought you to the military? Was this something that you thought about when you were a child?
No, this actually the option didn't come to me until I was late in my college career. I spent 5 years in college at Fresno State.
Mm-hmm.
I graduated.
What did you study at Fresno State?
Music. I have a degree in music education. And I saw a lot of my friends going out into the world, getting a job as a music educator,
right,
and then having a tough time in these small California Central Valley towns who are getting their arts funding cut. And they're losing their job because of that, not because they're bad educators. And that on top of I wanted to keep playing my instrument out and make money.
And so did you choose the Marines for a particular reason?
They had the best recruiters.
They had the best recruiters. And that's not just because you're here, Sergeant Peraca. What did your family think about that when you told them you were joining the Marines to play music?
They thought it was great.
They did? Oh, good.
Of course, you know, there's always a little bit of hesitation from the parents. But
right.
I was a little bit older, and they trusted my judgment, and they knew that I knew what I was getting into.
Right. And and how long have you been in the Marines?
A little over 5 years.
Okay. And so is it everything? And when you get in, it's kind of daunting. What did you think when you were at boot camp? Did you ever for a moment go, okay, maybe this wasn't quite what I was signing up for?
Yeah, boot camp was a little rough for me. I was overweight when they sent me.
What?
Being in college, you know,
they get you in shape
a lot
fast.
Of beer, a lot of partying.
Sure.
But I was technically over my max allowed weight for the Marines when they sent me there, but I lost it quick in boot camp.
Yeah, they aren't messing around when they want to get you in shape.
Yep.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. They take their time, too, to make sure you get where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have back here, okay, finally, back on drums. Now I have to go through my entire list. We have Staff Sergeant Aaron Parks. And so is this the first instrument you played, were the drums?
Actually, I started on violin. And my mom was a violinist.
Aww.
And she's phenomenal. And she tried. And myself, probably naturally being a drummer at heart, didn't have the attention span to be able to play the violin. So we gave up very quickly. And I discovered drums were the way to go.
Is there a lot more patience, I'm guessing, involved in playing the violin?
Probably, yeah. I didn't stick around long enough to find out, yeah.
Where did you grow up?
I'm from Muskegon, Michigan.
Oh, so they can hear us, by the way.
Oh, wonderful.
We're heard in 38 states in Canada, parts of Mexico.
Oh, awesome.
So I know it seems like you're just in Chicago, and also live streaming on WGNradio.com. So when you guys leave, you can let everybody know to listen to our show. So in Michigan, when you're playing drums, by the way, how thrilled was the violinist mom when you decided on the drums? Because this also means that all the rehearsals have to be at your place.
Well, yeah, and my dad is actually a drummer. They met at a music conservatory, and so I think my dad kind of felt like, oh, cool, I won one over to my side.
Sure, in that battle.
Yeah, but I think she was fine with it because she was used to my dad practicing, and so I don't think it was a big deal for me to be practicing. So.
And did you go into the Marines after high school, or did you also spend time at
college? I went immediately after high school. I actually randomly got a phone call from a recruiter when I was thinking about colleges and auditioning and stuff. And I got a random phone call from a recruiter said, hey, I heard you're thinking about joining the Marine Corps band.
Did you wonder like how they got your number? You're like, wait a
minute. I hadn't even talked to anybody about it. And so I was wondering, I had an amazing recruiter. And
where were you playing that you got the attention of the Marines? That's pretty intense.
I think I had a friend that joined the Marine Corps that just kind of dimed me out, probably. I started, the more I thought about it, though, he kind of planted the seed, and I thought about it. And I was like, you know, that's a steady gig, and I don't have to pay for college and get in college debt, and, you know, and they feed me, and they house me. So.
And the uniforms look amazing.
Yeah, you know, I was like, well, I could join the Navy. Nah, I'm not going to join the Navy. I'm going to join the Marine Corps.
I mean, we have respect for the Navy. Not as, you know, I mean, you probably have less respect for the Navy, just out of jest. Just out of making fun of them. But what did the family think about you joining the Marines?
They were okay with it. They were a little worried at first. But, you know, I think I had a great recruiter that was very good at kind of telling them what to expect. He had actually recruited another bandsman before me, and so they kind of knew what I was getting into.
Sure.
And they asked a lot of the right questions.
And you were telling me earlier that you were at the San Diego, at the Marine Corps Recruit Depot for 2 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Yes.
And so you played a lot of the graduations, the morning when they post, they raise the flags, and when they lower the flags.
Yep, every Friday.
And how is your sort of your world changed, kind of leaving San Diego and getting a chance to travel with the band?
It's been a great experience. I mean, you know, I've gotten to travel with just the Marine Corps band in general. I've gotten to travel to New York City, where we reopened up the crown of the Statue of Liberty because it had been closed since September 11th.
That had to be amazing.
I've played a lot of baseball games where we've done the national anthem. Recently we went to Paris, France. And that was a great experience.
And how did the French receive you guys?
Oh, they loved it. Yeah. They were just phenomenal hosts. I mean, it was such a great experience.
And what is the response you're getting when you play like at College DuPage or at high schools or any place where perhaps there are people who are curious about being a musician in the Marines?
Oh, it's always positive. I like going to play at these venues just because it shows that there's an option, you know, for people that are considering being performing musicians. You know, this is a steady paycheck. If this is something that they don't, or that they've never heard of, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Department of Defense is one of the largest employers of musicians, if you think about it, because of the military bands that we have. And, you know, so it's great, especially for college students, to just be like, this is a window.
And for people who are passionate about music, I mean, Corporal Julia Tapper, do you think you would have been playing music like this long or developed your skills if you hadn't become a musician in the military, in the Marines?
I always had a passion for it. I don't think I'd be into it as much if I wasn't here right now, but I really learned to love it.
It will, and you guys really play so beautifully. So, Sergeant, mm-hmm. the Jewels. Yeah. We won't go with Dud Jewels because I don't know what kind of language they use in Seattle for the Seahawks. Why don't you just call him Seahawk? I don't know. That doesn't work. You don't like that one either.
I don't know.
No. What kind of work do you, when you guys are working together, what kind of rehearsal schedule are you on? What's the daily routine for you guys?
It really varies depending on, you know, what's coming up and what we're focusing on. But just a rough schedule would be something like you come in, you might do a rehearsal, might do like a field drill, which is practice marching. Mm-hmm. And then so small band rehearsals and large band rehearsals, depending on, you know, what, like I said, what our schedule's like. And then maybe in the afternoon we'll do some PT, physical training, and we'll do more of those maybe small band rehearsals. So throughout the day it's a lot of rehearsals, but at the same time we always take time for training events as well. So like shooting on the range and swim qual and annual training events like that.
And see, because one of the things that a lot of people have been talking about recently, I don't know how much you follow like any of the legislation. One of the things that I think I tagged you, Sergeant Paraco, was kind of this attitude that people have. Well, what do we need musicians for in the military? We have more important things to do. Do you want to talk a little bit, Sergeant Iannelli?
Corporal.
Oh, thank you. I didn't mean to promote you. I apologize. Okay. I was just making sure I got your name pronounced correctly. Corporal Victor Iannelli. What would you tell people who are like, well, you know, isn't it more important to train them to be, you know, to be soldiers than to let them play music?
Well, to be fair, every Marine is a rifleman. We do all have that in common. We start. And what I think, my personal opinion, is that the civilians, they won't see the grunts. They won't see the machine gunners. They won't see artillery. But as far as public affairs go, they will see the band. They will go out and see a Marine band play at a museum, at a ceremony, at an opening, and it might be the first and last Marine they'll ever see. So we hold a very important role, whereas, you know, we want to look presentable, keep our uniforms looking spiffy, and just be nice to these people because we might be the only Marine that they ever see. So I'd argue that our job is very important.
And do you think your training as a Marine affects the way you play music? It just occurred to me, by the way, because I was, and this is just a personal aside, because my son just played in his first recital yesterday on the guitar, and I was watching all of you play, and you all have a different style. But do you think that, like, the sort of precision of your training affects your music at all? And anybody can answer if it's something that occurs to you.
I think at this stage in the game, as far as how long we've been playing, we try to apply everything we do.
Right.
To itself. So, I mean, there are a lot of almost techniques that you learn from just even shooting a weapon that you can apply over to your instrument. And so it's odd to think about it that way.
Right.
But I think everything we do ties into itself. And we try to treat when we train for one thing, we try to treat that as if we're training for everything. We try to apply that.
Because that's one of the things that I noticed when I was at at boot camp is that everything is done for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine that becomes part of the way you approach everything, whether it's firing a rifle or playing the keyboard or playing the bass or the guitar, the drums and the saxophone. I wanted to ask, I want to make sure I get everyone's names right. Sergeant Barney, it's throwing me off again. What would you want to tell parents or anyone who's any kid who's maybe in high school and they're wondering if maybe this is an option for them? What would you want them to know about being a musician in the Marine Corps?
Well, if they're considering a job as a professional musician, mm-hmm. that's great. Music is my life. It's a hobby for all of us, and it's something I've always been into. But the option of doing it professionally is so far-fetched. Being a rock star or in an orchestra, you have to be very, very good. And we're pretty good, but you know, we're definitely not the top tier of musicians, and this job is attainable for people that are coming straight out of high school.
And that's the thing that's important to remember is, by the way, Craig, I need a quick moment of Googling with Patty Vasquez. Can you Google, there must be some rock stars that have served in the military, because I know there are comedians that have been in the military mm-hmm. and gone. I mean, by the way, like, who's the drummer? Go ahead.
Steve Gadd is one. He played for, I'm drawing a blank off the top of my head already. Maynard Ferguson.
It doesn't eliminate just because Maynard. You go off and join, when you become a military musician, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that your life stops. You're still developing skills, and whether it's going to be as a musician, as a citizen, or as a soldier, I mean, there's a lot of different things that it means in your lives.
Off the top of my head, I can think of Buddy Rich.
There you go.
Buddy Rich was in the Marine Corps.
And entertainers like Drew Carey.
Exactly. There you go. Yeah. Johnny Carson and Steve Allen. They were in the military. I know there are more since then. George Carlin, actually, was also in the military. I can only name comedians.
I think John Coltrane was, right? Correct me, Jules, if mm-hmm. I'm wrong.
Some guy named Elvis?
Oh, Elvis might have been in the military.
Yeah, I don't know.
Some dude.
Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix in the Army.
Yeah.
See,
Johnny Cash, I think, might have served.
I think that for a lot of young people, you know, especially now, did you have, are any of your peers, like, you know, when you decided to join the military, did any of your friends think, you're crazy, why would you join the military now?
Yeah, wasting your life, throwing it away.
And what do you think of when they say things like that? I mean, I would think the opposite if someone told me they were joining the military.
I come home and they're still employed. They're still unemployed, mm-hmm. still living at mom and dad.
I met a young man who had come off the Reaper finishing the Crucible, and he was actually from France. He was about to get his citizenship as a part of his training, too. I think that was leading to his citizenship. He had applied, and he was saying how surprised he was that Americans don't treat this as a civil duty, as an act of patriotism, mm-hmm. because in France it is. It's considered part of, you know, that's a source of pride. And I wish that we had more for our own men and women in uniform. And not just that, but when someone tells us that they're joining the military, it should be like, well, thank you is the first thing anybody should say. And I know that many of our listeners would say that to you if they had the opportunity. Thank you also very much, not just for being in studio, for everything that you do and for what you symbolize, what you represent when you play for all the young men and women and everyone around the world. Thank you so much. More after this on 720 W. Here they are with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. That is the 1st Marine Division Jazz Rock Combo. We wish you guys the very best. Thank you so much for joining us in studio, and I hope you have a great time in Chicago.